You know, if you have Jesus with you, that's all that you need. Jesus and you make a great partnership. If you'd like to turn to the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 16. You know, I kind of date myself. I love game shows. Anybody else here love game? You like game shows? In today's world, it's with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And the Deal or No Deal. $64,000 isn't that much anymore. But in those days, the $64,000 question, that was a big deal. And you know, they would ask questions, and each question was worth more money, and the final question was worth $64,000. It was the biggest question you could be asked, the most difficult question that you could be asked. Well, I have an even more important question for you this morning. Matthew 16, starting at verse 13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" That's a great question. Who do people say that Jesus is? They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And Jesus said, "But what about you? Who do you say I am?" Ha! The $64,000 question. Actually, it's a question more valuable than that. It's invaluable. It's invaluable, the answer to this question. Who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, "You're the Messiah," or the Christ, "the Son of the living God." Lord Jesus, I do pray that you would bless this time, open our ears, that we might hear from you, Lord. I pray that each of us, each in this room, would answer this question, who are you? Lord, I pray that you would be glorified. Thank you for the privilege of your word this morning, Lord, and being in this place. In your blessed name. Who do you say that I am? It is an important question. In fact, it's the most important question. It is the question that every man and woman and boy and girl are asked. It is a decision that you and I, each one, must make. As we stand before the great white throne, it is the question that the Father will ask of us, "What have you done with my son? Who do you say that he is?" Now you're free to answer the question any way you want. None are forced to give a certain or a particular answer. None are dragged against their will into discipleship or into being a follower of Jesus Christ. You have a decision. You are free to choose. But all are asked this question, who do you say that I am? Jesus asks you, who do you say that I am? The responsibility of your choice is on you. My responsibility is to teach the word, to direct you in the way of Jesus, to pray for you, to comfort you, to share with you. But you know what? It's on you how you answer this question. You will suffer or enjoy the consequence of the answer. The right is ours. The freedom is ours. When Jesus came, he did not force any to identify with him or to become his disciples or to believe in him. He did not put some kind of a hypnosis on anyone. He didn't put that ooh on them. They chose. Choose. He didn't program anyone like robots. Jesus is not some kind of a puppet master. We are free to choose. He simply walked among them. He revealed himself to each one. He revealed the Father to them through himself, leaving the response to them, leaving the decision to them, leaving the reaction to them. Realize this morning that this is an irresistible question. You will answer this question. You say, well, my answer is not to answer at all. No, you will answer the question. My son AJ was working on his homework, and it was a science question, and he was having a very difficult time with the question. It was trying to figure out how far away another galaxy is compared to the sun, and he was just really having a hard time with it. And Jennifer said, why don't you just go on to the next question? Just go on. And he said, that's not how I work. I got to answer this question before I can move on. All right. Let me tell you this. This is an irresistible question. You will answer this question. Either now or later, but at some point you are going. You can't just leave it blank. You will answer the question as to whom Jesus is. It was answered by every person in the Bible that came in contact with him. It will be answered by you, because by hearing and reading the Word of God, you have now been put into contact and must answer the question, who is Jesus? In Bethlehem, men came from afar. And when they found him, they worshiped him. Who did they say that he is? He's the newborn king, and they worshiped him. They had seen his star in the east. They answered the question, who is this baby? The shepherds, when they heard from the angels, they went and they worshiped him. They answered the question, who is this child? At the Jordan River, in John chapter 1, 29, when John the Baptist saw Jesus coming over the hillside, he, look, behold, the Son of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. John answered the question. Who is Jesus? He's the Lamb. He's the Lamb that will be sacrificed so that you and I might be saved, so that we might be forgiven of our sins. In the region of Galilee, people by the thousands came to see and to listen, to hear his words. Because he spoke like no one else had ever spoken. He taught like none other. The people in Capernaum, where sick people were healed, what do you suppose they would say Jesus is? Well, he's our healer. In the little town of Jericho, the home of a little man by the name of Zacchaeus who climbed into a tree to see the spectacle of who he is. Who would Zacchaeus say that he is? You see, everyone that came across him had to choose, had to answer the question, who is this guy? In the town of Bethany, just outside of Jerusalem, where a man by the name of Lazarus, who had been dead for 3 days, and Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. who would Lazarus say that he is? Well, Jesus told him, I'm the resurrection and the life. In the upper room, where the food, the bread, and the wine became the symbols of his sacrifice, as often as you eat the bread and drink of the cup, remember me. For these are the elements of the new covenant. Who do they say he is? When at the cross Jesus had suffered and he died, he finally said, "It is finished," and he gave up the ghost. And after seeing all of the earthquake and the sky turning dark and everything that had occurred, that soldier this was the Son of God. Surely this was the Son of God. He answered the question. You see, everyone that comes in contact with him must answer the question. From his birth to his death, Jesus raised the question, who am I? Who am I? After his resurrection, the question changes some. To those who have believed on him, the question becomes a statement. To Mary Magdalene in the garden after his resurrection, Jesus said, Mary, it is I. It's me. To you, if you are going through a difficult time, perhaps you're lonely, perhaps you're afraid, he says to you, I'm here. Rest in me, I'm here. Because you've already answered the question, so now the question becomes a statement. And he says to you, I'm your Savior, I'm your Master, I'm your comfort, I'm your friend, I'm your Lord. If you need healing, he is your healer. If you're in need, he is your provider. So is he the Messiah? Yes, he is the Messiah. Is he the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world? Amen. Is he a great teacher? Well, actually, he's the greatest. Is he the healer? Yes. He is our great physician. Dr. Neil, don't mean to offend. But Jesus is the great physician. Is he a friend? I have discovered he's a friend like none other. When all others betray and forsake, my friend Jesus sticks close to me. Is he the resurrection and the life? Yes, he is. Is he our Savior? All you got to do is trust in him, repent of your sin. Confess your sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Is he the champion? Yes. King Jesus is the victor. He made a spectacle of Satan on the cross. In his resurrection, he won the battle over death and the grave, and he lives forevermore. There is nothing that Jesus has not conquered. He is our champion. He is our advocate. He is our intercessor, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. How glorious. But the irresistible question remains, who do you say that he is? Who do you say he is? It's It's such a personal question. I can't answer it for you. I know the answer I have given. He is all these things to me. Many of those sitting in these seats, they have answered the question as well. But what about you? Have you answered this question? Who do you say that he is? You know, the first question he asked was general. Who do people say that I am? Well, people say a lot of things. It's more of a scientific, empirical question. We know that he existed. We know that he was a man. We know that he walked. You know, in fact, there is more historical evidence because of the record keeping of the Romans. There's more historical evidence of the life of Jesus and that he lived, as Scripture says he lived, than there's evidence of George Washington. You do realize that. Our very calendar is wrapped around the person of Jesus Christ. You do know what AD stands for. In the year of our Lord, AD, in the year of our Lord, and it's not referring to some prince, it's referring to King Jesus. He changed the world. Jesus changed the world more than any other individual that has ever walked the face of the earth. Whether you're speaking of a dictator or a revolutionary or an inventor or a scientist or a philosopher, there is not a king or a queen or a prince who has had the impact on mankind as did King Jesus. He and his life and his cross stands at the crossroads of history itself. Who do you say he is? Those who followed him, his disciples, his apostles, became famous as those who turned the world upside down. Actually, they didn't turn the world upside down. They turned the world right side up. But it wasn't the disciples that accomplished this. It was Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit who accomplished these things. It is Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit who changed the world. And when I made the choice and I confessed him as my Lord, it changed my life. It didn't turn it upside down, it made it right. There are many in this room that could tell you the same thing. When they made the choice and accepted Christ as their Lord, as their Savior, it changed their life. They were never, never the same ever again. Now, from a clinical standpoint, it is relatively simple to make a statement of who Jesus is. And even you sitting in this pew this morning, you could make a casual statement, yeah, he's the Son of God, I suppose. I suppose he's a master. I suppose he's a savior or a lord or a teacher or any of the other titles this guy has talked about. But the question he asks of you is not, is he a savior, but is he your savior? Is he your master? Is he your lord? Have you developed or begun that relationship that he wants with you? One of the reasons I sang that song this morning, You and Me, Jesus, I can say to you, and don't think that I accepted him only 33 years ago. I accepted him as a young boy.
He has walked faithfully with me. For 45, 47, I don't want to tell you how old I am. I'm a signpost. 48 years, go ahead, I'm 55. And I can tell you he has never failed me yet. He will never fail you. He will never fail you. Answer the question this morning. Who do you say that he is? Now, I have a song. We're not going to sing it unless you know it. You can sing along. There's a song by Carmen that he sang several years ago. I want Leonard to play it. Go ahead. It answers the question, who am I? Who am I? Just listen.
Some named him prophet, a man with a purpose, and some say he's just history. Some named him teacher, but few ever realized his true identity. His name is Master, Savior, Lion of Judah, Blessed. Rock of salvation, Lamb of God is he. Son of David, King of the ages, eternal.
Devil, because of his powers, you see, they just could not understand. Some named him blasphemer because they refused to accept him as more than just a man. You see, I know him as Master, Savior, Lion of Judah, Blessed Prince of Peace. To me, he's Shepherd and Fortress, Rock of Salvation, Lamb of God. He's the Son of David, King of the ages, eternal life. To me, he's Holy Lord of glory. His name is life.
You know this, sing it with me.
To worship the Lord with me. Sing, his name is Master, Savior.
His name is Master, Savior.
Lion of Judah,
Lion of Judah.
Blessed Prince of Peace.
Blessed Prince of Peace.
Shepherd, Fortress, the Holy Lord of glory.
Holy Lord of glory.
His people know him as the Holy Lord of glory.
Holy Lord of glory.
His name is life.
His name is life.
Would you stand with me, please?